This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan of Proper Football Friday. Cowboy stuff coming up at the top of the hour here at 6 o'clock. Time now for L.A. Live. We stay in the Pimp Cup,
yeah.
I believe.
Here's Lucius.
First feel-good Friday of the year. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toke. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
The Cowboys are in New York City.
That's why I love New York. Because when you just walking and minding your business, if you stop for a half a second, you can get in everybody's
business. Yeah, because it ain't nothing. That's what you saying?
Bro, I seen two white dudes arguing in New York. And the white dude said some shit you'll never hear in another argument, bro. He asked the other white dude, he said, "Hey, you want me to kick your ass?" How the f*** do you answer that? No, I don't, but I'm just saying. You're saying what, motherfucker?
You want me to kick your ass?
You want me to kick your ass?
That's a hell of a question, ain't it?
New York City, baby. This is LA Live for Friday, January 2nd, 2026. It is a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Feels like a Monday Friday, though.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a Monday Friday, though. 2025 was a historic year in so many ways. A tough year for some. A tough year for some. So let's try again here in 2026. But first, let's enjoy this weekend safely. Avoid the law dogs. Mind your speeds. You can go too slow out here. Seriously, get on that highway, man. Speed up. If you're in the fast lane, which is the furthest lane to the left, get on over, bro. If you don't want to do it, get on over, man. Don't drink and drive. Use an Uber and all that good stuff. Keep your emotions in check. Speaking of emotions, man, the start of 2026 was a whole crash out in the state of Texas. The start of 2026 was nasty, y'all. Let's go to the grand opening of a new shake joint in Dallas called Pink House. Pink House. Off of 35 and Empire Central.
That's a nice area.
It used to be, yeah. Come on, man. Quit playing. 35 and Empire Central. Used to be V Live down the street from Ecstasy. It was a who's who night on New Year's Eve. I think Big X a Plug was in there. A lot of Dallas.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. But it went bad. Grand opening. Dallas police responded to a shooting call approximately 3:45 a.m. on New Year's Day. Gunfire broke out in the club's parking lot during an altercation. Boys just couldn't throw them hands. Couldn't just throw them hands. You got to pull out a gun to make everything permanent. Mm. My Lord, man. Four people were injured in the exchange of gunfire. And one of the victims was a popular Dallas rapper, Z the Wizard.
No.
Yeah, man. Part of the awful. That's somebody's kid.
Yeah.
He's a young man just out there just trying to have a good time for New Year's Eve, doing the club thing. We've all done it. He's part of the New Dallas Movement. He's going to be missed. I like the New Dallas Movement because they're not about no gunplay, really. They really out here just trying to Dallas boogie, make good songs for people to dance to in the club.
And they got shot?
And he got shot, bro. He's one of the ones that got shot, man. So, come on, y'all. RIP to that, man. Let's not... The pistol play, people. Pistols are permanent. They change lives out here. All right. And all of this happened a week after DG's close. Brand new strip clubs open up. And then DG's like,
Whoosh.
DG's felt like a family environment. I know that sounds weird to say about a strip club, but you knew everybody there.
I drove by it this morning.
These are my sisters, man.
You know it. You know everybody there.
They got red tape around it now, Lucius.
Oh, that's sad.
They got red tape.
Wow. That's sad.
A lot going on in that parking lot when you drive by that place.
You know the car detailing, man?
Yes.
He was out there all the time detailing cars and whatnot. Mel the Mac. Shout out to Mel the Mac. Used to host that thing and DJ. The bathroom man, been a bathroom man since I was yee-haw. Yeah. What's he going to do now, man? The door grill that everybody thirsted over so much. We're going to miss DG's. And then the grand opening of the Pink House is not looking too good, y'all.
Not a good start.
Definitely not a good rollout.
Not a great rollout. Grand opening, grand closing for that place right there. And I told you the state of Texas was a whole crash out during New Year's Eve. Let's jump on I-45 and head to H-Town. Where another New Year's Eve party ended in pistol play. Gosh. Houston police responded to a New Year's Day party at a house party in the Third Ward where five people were shot.
Jeez.
Now, luckily, nobody lost their lives, but once you're shot, that changes you a little bit.
Yeah.
It was at an Airbnb. So imagine that. You booked an Airbnb trying to make some little money on the side of the house that you have, and then people are shooting at your party. Over 100 people in and out of this house. The shooting happened shortly after 12:30 a.m. We didn't even get to celebrate, really, right? Well, no, we got 30 minutes. We got 30 minutes into the new year, and we got shooting. Let's go to Fox 26 in Houston, who spoke to a witness.
So let me tell y'all. So I comes to a house party, you know, at like 11:50. I shows up. Basically, girl, they just like was popping firecrackers, popping fireworks. I was like, oh my God, these don't sound like fireworks. These sound like buns. No shade. So basically, we just like chopping it up, eating. All of a sudden, we hear pow, pow, pow. I'm like, hold on. Let me duck, drop, and roll. Like, what? How now, man? Say. Like, for real.
So, yeah. So what did you see? So you hit the ground, and then...
I hit the ground. I seen people bleeding. I seen mace. It was just a lot I seen. It was a multitude of factors.
I don't know how they find these people to talk to sometimes. They find the right ones.
Yeah, they do, bro.
She could not wait to talk.
Do you think those folks that talk are looking for the cameras?
Maybe.
Like, here I am.
Maybe. Like a moth to a flame. Look at those lights. Somebody's got a microphone. But yeah, I appreciate her at least telling us what happened. I heard pow, pow, pow. She has some strong shoulders, too, by the way.
I would say.
Very thick neck.
Yeah.
Very, very, very
thick. Adam's apple, maybe.
I'm not going to say all that.
Might as well be a bullseye, bro.
Very thick neck.
I'm just saying.
But to reiterate, people, I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV this weekend or DFW scanner. And please, please stay away from that pistol play. It's so permanent. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish no one.
Okay. Okay. All right. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Ow! My God. That scream is primal. The stress coming out. Y'all have no idea. Hey, did y'all enjoy the fireworks on New Year's Eve? Anybody? Anybody enjoy fireworks New Year's Eve?
Heard them, didn't see them.
Saw them in like Tokyo or something like that. That was a pretty impressive show.
Oh, they show out.
Yeah.
They had the drone show too.
Yeah,
and they did it at the same time.
Their country does all out for that. Yeah.
Seeing it on social, everybody was lined up on 30 coming into town.
Yeah.
And they
so
just stopped
packed.
And watched. Yeah. I was like, man.
I missed that.
This looked fun.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it happened on TV and then I was laying back down by 12:10.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With some in our neighborhood, it wasn't Irving itself doing it, but I think it was somebody bought some and popped them off at the Ritz-Carlton.
Okay.
Yeah, popped it off right there. And then the next day, we had some the next day, like that night, at the golf courses across the street.
Yeah.
Imagine how baller
nice
that is.
There. Yeah.
Imagine how I'm gonna buy this for my family. We're gonna sit at the golf course and pop fireworks.
Yeah. Huh? It's a good tradition.
Yep. DPD got 700. No, shoot, my God, excuse me. I went too fast. DPD got 273 calls related to fireworks. People are definitely popping them in my neighborhood. 759 calls were related to gunfire.
Oh, jeez.
Gunfire. A combined 1,032 calls for all of these issues. That is up from last year where they received 865 such calls. Them boys had them things out. Yeah, you said you seen traffic on the highways downtown?
Yeah. They were lined up, coming in 30 East, and it looked like everybody just stopped to enjoy the show. I don't even know if any lanes were going.
So they pull over on the service side? I mean,
they totally stopped in the middle of the street.
Like they totally stopped traffic.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they stopped in the middle of the street.
The fireworks show was that good, though.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wouldn't want to be driving, I think, because people would be distracted.
Because it was fireworks and drones. It's really good. Right there, downtown Dallas, Reunion Tower and whatnot. But I seen a video of some fools. They were acting a fool with their guns. No. Right there on 35 near their Margaret Hunt Bridge.
What are we doing, guys?
They was letting that thing off, boy. I'm talking about banana clips. 3 feet long clips. These cats had cowboy boots on and cowboy hats, and they pulled out big old guns. Matter of fact,
hold on. I'll tell you what it was like. Okay, where we at? All right, yeah. Let me get a vibe for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were they like outside of their trucks?
They were outside of the trucks. They were shooting under the bridge, not up in the air. They were kind of like aiming towards under the bridge. So, like, if you were some homeless down there, boy, you are scared to death. Hold on, it sounded like this. I got the clip.
Jeez.
That's right there on the bridge, bro. It's mad traffic. And you can't run.
Sounds like we got live shooters downtown.
They just pulling them out in front of everybody. Cameras and all. They don't care. License plate not covered up or nothing.
Oh!
We got no chance.
No. That's what I'm saying.
We got no chance.
I mean, it is fun to shoot.
Especially when you're drunk on tequila.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my gosh. It's so fun.
Wow. I don't think I've ever fired a weapon drunk.
Oh, that's a good thing to admit into the microphone.
Don't think I have.
Yeah. Let's not go around the room and ask everybody. Okay?
Counting memory banks here.
Let's not do that.
It sounded like World War III in Fort Worth, too. Fort Worth, stand up.
Uh-oh.
Jeez. Yeah, somebody popped a bottle rocket in the middle of all of this. Watch this.
Woo! Bro. Fort Worth be acting.
Fort Worth be acting.
Yeah, dude, I think I'd be too terrified that a bullet's going to come down.
Yeah, I was scared all night.
We're going to read about it in the morning.
I was scared all night because I can hear it. Fah, 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 fah. I'm like, man. Come down in this bedroom while I'm in here chilling, watching that show Eric put me on to with The Beast in Me.
Oh, yeah, The Beast in Me. Yeah, Lucius is finally on board.
Pretty good. Y'all was watching that. Hey, Broadus, they was acting a fool in Shreveport.
I bet you they were.
New Year's, I bet you they was acting a fool with them guns, bro.
I bet you they were.
Oh, my God.
Damn, it's a new year.
Yeah.
I'm in that damn Shreveport. God. Yeah, they clapping. They got that damn clap going. Damn!
Somebody's got a boomerang.
Somebody shot a damn rocket launcher. Jesus!
Oh, God.
Street sweeper.
Damn!
Oh! Sound of freedom right there.
Got a freedom boner?
They clap.
Yeah, I do.
Seriously,
they clap. Boing, boing,
damn! Damn! Wow.
Where they buying all the bullets?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars. They, getting fired in the
they
air.
They should be.
They should.
Oh,
they,
yes, that's a good bit. Yeah,
they should be.
Fall bullets cost what? $1,000? Was that the bit?
Yeah,
$500.
Yeah, man, he must have really did something. Yeah. He must have really ticked some people off, man. Yeah. Oh my gosh! Hey, LA Live 105.3 Defend on a Feel Good Friday. Did y'all hear Magic Johnson kick off the Rose Bowl parade?
No, saw him at the coin toss.
I said, I was confused for a second. Like, what is he doing here?
Yeah.
Did he buy one of the squads too?
Yeah.
Hold on, listen to Magic Johnson. Introducing the Rose Bowl Parade.
It's the official ribbon cutting of the Rose Parade only on NBC. And there it is right there. The 137th Tournament Roses Parade has officially begun. Here we go.
That's why Magic Johnson's play-by-play career didn't last
long. Hold on, man. Wait a minute. Why'd y'all have him read that? He might be dyslexic or something. You know what I'm saying? Just hustling through it. Yeah. Let him memorize it.
And there it is right there. The 137th Tournament Roses Parade has officially begun.
There we go.
There's a reason he went to Michigan State.
Roses Parade, baby.
And we had a broadcaster. He retired. Gary Danielson?
Yes,
Gary,
bro.
Danielson, CBS.
Did him dirty.
They did him dirty, bro. Let that man vent a little bit. Let it stretch some. You can move the commercials around a little bit. Cut him off on his last sign-off.
Going to get off the air. Listen, one more thing. It's sometimes you can say, how do you get off? This guy right here.
Oh. Join hosts Hardy and Bert Kreischer.
Wow.
Got him.
Didn't have any friends in the producer's room, apparently.
Yeah. How do you get off this guy right here? All right, that's enough of Gary. That's enough Gary.
Yeah, thanks, Gary.
We've had enough Gary today. Jeez.
Century.
Poor guy.
Let the music play for a little bit, you know? Give him a warning.
Do something, man.
Dun, 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 dun. Let him go out, yeah. Come
I
on,
seen
man.
This happen last week, too. I think there was like a tornado in some area. And during the tornado covers, they just cut right to a commercial.
The tornado isn't. We're not going to tell where it is yet. Okay, we're going to go to commercial. We'll be right back to tell you where the tornado.
Oh my gosh!
Right back.
That's bad.
Yeah. All right, y'all be safe this weekend, man. Please no gunplay because I'm out here. That's why I stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I stay in the house, y'all. I really do. I'll be scared as hell, y'all. Because they be committing crime.
Yeah, they
got 27 Slims on, some slides. A hoodie and a poo shiesty mask, and that thing go, fah, 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 fah. Wow, man, y'all scared me. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be Black Monday, Lord willing, and creek don't rise. That is my time. I'm out, y'all. Peace.
Yes, we will all be back on Monday. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Woolchuck has a holiday night off, okay, but we'll all reassemble here on Monday. And speaking of that, can anybody beat my travel nightmare? I was in travel hell on not one, not two, but three different days of this adventure. And I'll give that to you and invite you to beat me coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.